You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference. Happy Saturday morning. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina. How are you doing today?
I could not be better. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I am good. You know, though, I kept thinking about our last time we met and we were talking about social media, right?
You know what? Every time you do, I just don't know where this is going to go. Greg, are you here to protect me?
Always.
No, you need no protection for this. I just kept thinking about that. And then my wife asked for another project around the house. And, you know, where it led from and where it came from was Pinterest. And I'm like, you know, that should be called the social media honey to-do list. My wife goes through there and she finds something and it's like, can you build this? Which, love her to death and thank you, because at the end it turns out great. But she gets so many ideas from that thing, good or bad.
Oh, it can be the death of everything, whether you're having a baby shower and then your daughter-in-law or daughter brings it to you. And I'm like, how am I going to eat? I'm not Miss Pinterest. Oh, trust
what
me.
I don't know what happens with baby showers and Pinterest.
You get all these ideas and you don't even know how to make like little ducks or like, can't I just order that on Amazon? I mean, what is happening?
That makes me feel better. So you have the same thing. Someone gives you an idea and you have to put it together.
Oh, yes. Or mom, can you make this for dinner? No. Like what's on top? No, I cannot do that.
That's
absolutely
good.
Not.
Oh, that's good. We're both in the same boat, so it doesn't matter who you are.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you felt the pain a little bit.
Yes, always feel the
just
pain
for
that
just in a different
one.
Way. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, correct.
We have an exciting morning for everybody, and it's going to be talking about a health journey of mine that most people wouldn't expect to learn what they're going to learn this morning. We have an amazing guest. So to preface, a lot of you, I don't think you know that I have lost, as of today, 67 pounds. And I started 2 years ago at 172 pounds. Take that look off your face, Gregory. And I'm 5'2", I'm short, and I have very small bones. I think we can agree. Ross, you've known me for 11 years from
figure
skinny
skater, right?
To fat. Yeah.
That makes why you're a good figure skater.
There you go. See? I'll take it.
Yes.
And when you lose it properly, can I just underline, bold, all caps, highlight, properly, not in a month, because 50% of that type of weight loss is muscle loss, and muscle is so vital, especially the older you get, female or male. So along with that comes a lot of skin loss, or skin yuckiness. Yuckiness. Think of 60. I want you to go to the grocery store and pick up 6 bags of potatoes that are 10 pounds each and 1 5. That is what I took off my body. So there's a lot of extra
three
skin.
Turkeys.
It's not pretty.
That's three turkeys.
Three turkeys. So with that, I am not shy to say I had cosmetic surgery from the amazing Tommy Korkus, the best of the best. And in 30 years, I had more swelling than any patient he ever had. And so we are going to have the owner of Viva, Jennifer Ruiz, coming up and talking about how she truly saved me. I cannot wait for you all to hear this. We will be back with Jennifer. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference. And I want to welcome Ross, our guest, beautiful Jennifer Ruiz, owner of Viva Wellness. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. You have no idea on a scale of 1 to 10 how grateful I am you're here. It's like 100 million infinity and beyond. Thank you.
We love hearing that.
Thank you. You are all about to meet Jennifer, and you are going to learn about 2 incredible services, trust me, that you never knew you needed, because most of you probably don't know what it is. And one is the lymphatic drainage massage that truly saved me after surgery. But before we get into that, and Jennifer explains what it is and why it's important, Jennifer, can you just quickly tell us a little bit about you, and how did you start the business? What's the difference?
Sure. I'm Jennifer Ruse, a family nurse practitioner, and I started Viva in 2017 based on my own personal weight loss and wellness journey. I'm 41 now, but in my early 20s, I used to be 250 pounds, pre-diabetic, struggling with depression and anxiety, and I just knew that I needed to change.
Okay, pause. I'm looking at her. By the way, I just said, you know, you guys see me all the time on TV and you can see my bones. I'm small framed. She's a shrimp cocktail. So how much did you say you started?
Almost 250 pounds.
So I want you all to think about that because you've all seen me when I was 172 and look what I look like. She is smoking hot and nobody would believe that. Okay, carry on. Sorry.
Thank you so much. You know, it did take me 3 years to lose 100 pounds. And I've been passionate ever since about helping people find themselves and discover their inner potential.
Oh, I love that. I love that. She has many services that Viva performs, but we're going to talk about two of them. And the one that, honest to God, you guys, we almost, when we were just briefing outside, both got emotional and started crying. Sorry, Craig. I had this major surgery. And so what I did was I had skin removed from both my arms. I'm going to just say the word breast. Am I allowed to say breast on here without getting a fine? Okay. I didn't get a breast job. I just put them back where they belonged, you know.
That is hilarious.
I'm just saying.
Where they belong.
Where they belong. And then my stomach, I had all that skin. So anyways, I had more swelling than my surgeon had ever had of a patient in 30 years. And I was really afraid. And I was very remorseful for what I had done. And he didn't know what to do. And he said, I have heard of something called a lymphatic drainage massage. I think you should go have one. But he had never worked with anybody. So I did my own research. And then I reached out to someone else and asked them about it. They did their own research, and we both came upon Viva. And can you please explain what that procedure is?
Yeah, so I think it's important to learn a little bit about the lymphatic system. It's one of our main drainage and detoxification pathways. It will drain your system, reduce swelling, and it's really beneficial after surgery. So lymphatic drainage is going to be similar to like a massage that doesn't hurt, and it's a massage that reduces swelling.
Oh, that was what I was there for. My stomach was so swollen. I honest to God looked like I was 4 months pregnant. It was the scariest time, and I kept going for my checkups, you know, the first 3 weeks. And he's like, Gina, I don't know what to do. We thought there might be fluid. He tried draining. There was nothing. And this procedure, everybody, is so amazing. I've gotten deep tissue massage since I've been at least 25. And the last 35 years, I will never go back unless I'm on vacation and they don't offer this. I go twice a week when I can sneak in. I am on a little special waiting list.
Yes.
To continue this literally forever. Ross, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a couple questions. I mean, the first one you said was it doesn't hurt. I think that was the first thing when I learned about this and that has to be pretty common, right? Do people feel like there could be pain involved with it or soreness?
Yeah, people think that it's a really aggressive type of massage. And yes, it is like a firmer pressure because we're trying to shift the fluid out of there and reduce a lot of the swelling. But it's you know, not painful in any way. And it reduces bloating, inflammation, and you look just so good and contoured and sculpted afterwards.
And is there any issues like soreness afterwards, or do you not really feel that? Like you with a deep tissue massage, right, you're going to feel that.
You might feel it a little bit, mm-hmm. or like if you have surgery, you might be a little bit more sensitive. But, you know, for the most part, there's not going to be any sort of pain or anything like that.
Nice.
You do – I mean, Esmeralda, who is my amazing – do I say therapist? Is that the right word?
Yes, she's a registered nurse.
Yes,
and certified.
She came from Frater. That was the other thing that made me feel so comfortable. And in our second segment, I want to talk about not only the other service that I have had because of this surgery, but why you are different with regard to regulations that a layperson doesn't even know. That when you're walking into a clinic, you don't know what we should be protected from. And you do all of these things.
Yeah, education is really important to us. And that's why it was important that we become the leaders in lymphatic drainage and get the best education, clinical training, and certification.
Okay, when we come back, you are going to hear the secret, the second secret of mine. Can't wait. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Okay, we are back with What's the Difference, and we are back with Jennifer. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good.
She's doing so good, isn't she? Okay, before we get in, I want to talk about how she's also different. Ross, her business is different and how she's set apart from other businesses that you might think are similar. I do want to talk about my second service, which I kept getting mixed up and only calling it a Brazilian.
Which, should I ask what that is, or should we just let that go?
Where enough people are going not believing I just said Brazilian. But there really is the word Brazilian. It is called Detox by Rebecca. And can you explain the Brazilian part?
Yeah, so there's different forms of lymphatic drainage therapy. Brazilian is more of a firmer pressure, different rhythmic strokes, and the Detox by Rebecca method was developed by Rebecca Feria, which is the lymphatic drainage expert in Los Angeles that sees celebrities and other high-profile clients.
So, and that's where you got your training.
Exactly. So we flew our nurse out to get trained by Rebecca Feria, and that's one of the methods that we specialize in and is probably our second most popular service at Viva.
And this is something, everybody, you don't realize how much fluid you're hanging onto. They will take a before picture and then after the service, which is 75 minutes, take a picture. You cannot believe what your stomach looks like.
The before and after pictures are incredible.
Where does it go?
It's filtered and you pee it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I was curious, because you said like your body shape changes during that. Of like, so is it just moving
it's
to the
really
in?
Common actually during the massage. The nurse will ask you, do you have to use the bathroom? And people have to.
Oh, sure. Yeah. To relieve. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they have beautiful robes ready to go and run.
Yes.
Because you don't want to waste 1 minute of Esmeralda pushing and getting it all out. Trust me. I want to talk a little bit about your safety and protocols and what makes you different.
Yeah, I think it's just really important that, first and foremost, we're a medical practice and we have the proper standards, certification, and education. And we make a really conscious decision to only hire nurses, because with lymphatic drainage, you don't necessarily have to be a nurse to do this. But at Viva, we want to make sure that we're just delivering the best care.
Perfect. Ross, thoughts on all this?
Well, I have a question. I mean, how do you identify the target areas as your patient comes in? Like, this is the focus we're going to do. How do you do that?
So we're going to start with a consultation. We're going to ask the patient, is there a specific area that you'd like to focus on? But Detox by Rebecca is a full body service.
Okay. So no stone unturned.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, even when you go and you have a hand massage, everybody loves a hand massage. I'll never get another hand massage that's better than the one that Esmeralda gives you in this procedure, and it's twice as long. And I'm not kidding. Same with your feet, your legs. I mean, I cannot say I'm addicted. I am addicted to this. How often would you say somebody should come and have this service done?
To start, we want to make sure that we're doing it once a week for about 4 to 6 weeks. And that just promotes effective drainage and really sculpts and tones you. And then after that, maybe once a month.
Unless you're excessive like I am.
Well, you've probably taken it to the next level. Let's be honest.
I literally come for sure every single week. I try to get in twice a week because I still really love the lymphatic drainage massage, which can also be called a post-surgical massage. because it's still a little bit different than the Detox by Rebecca. So I like to have both.
Yeah, it's a little bit different of a technique. The post-surgical one is a little bit gentler. It's based on something called the Vodder method, which was actually developed in the 1930s. So lymphatic drainage, I think that's the other point that I wanted to get across, is that it's not some new fad or anything like that. It's actually been around since the 1930s.
Well, I think one question I would ask too is, so I'm coming from, right, no knowledge whatsoever. I've heard of the technique that you're using for it. So if you, and obviously our audience has a lot of people like that too. Is there any message that you would give to all those people that may be interested into it but don't know anything about it? What's a, you know, benefit that they would look for, or a reason that they should investigate more?
I think there's nothing but benefits. It's safe for most everybody. We can customize the technique depending on your specific needs. But it's actually really good for immune support too. Another interesting fact is that your lymphatic system is part of your immune system. So doing this massage can help you fight infections a little bit better. And the really big thing is just reducing swelling and getting that nice sculpt toned appearance too, which people really like.
I'm sure no one says that they don't like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
nice byproduct.
The after pictures are crazy. You have to have it happen to yourself to believe it.
And as if somebody, if I wanted to go through, I'm assuming I could go on your website and then Viva.com, I'm assuming correctly, and then I could find information as well.
Yes. So it's VivaWellnessWI.com.
Thank you.
And then you can also go on our Instagram. We have so many great before and after pictures, and the results speak for themselves. So our Instagram is Viva_wellness_WI.
And when I see the pictures before and after,
it's immediately before and
that's
after.
What I was just going to ask. Yes. What's the time frame? Because that's probably a big one for people to know that yeah. It's literally, this is exactly what you expect afterwards.
Yeah. And the more sessions that you do, the better results that you're going to get too.
And one question I have as a final one, I'm sorry, Gina, is because I know certain medications can actually affect swelling, right, adversely. Do you recommend that for your patients that they should avoid certain things to take? Like I'm thinking of, you know, like Advil, ibuprofen, some of those things do the opposite.
Well, we always want to make sure that you're following the recommendations of your provider. But I think the big thing is making sure that you're nice and hydrated, because you can drain more fluid more effectively if you're nice and hydrated.
Oh, that's good. You wouldn't expect
good
that.
Good diet, you know, small lifestyle changes.
Okay.
Oh, this could go. I have pages. Okay, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to What's the Difference? Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ with Gina Della and our guest, Jennifer Ruiz. You know what, Jennifer? I was thinking, we don't just have to have surgery to come to you. Isn't that right?
Yeah, of course. Lymphatic drainage is really good for anybody. So even if you're going to go on a vacation or you have a special event, getting a series of lymphatic drainage treatments can just make you look and feel your best.
So let's just talk about that for a second. I was just in Capcana with Pella with our winners, and I've now lost 65 pounds. I've had my skin taken off me. So I made sure to come in right before I got on that plane so I could look extra good, because at 6 years old, I literally can wear a bikini. Like, I can, right? Because yeah. It makes such a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so we'd want to recommend that you start lymphatic drainage maybe 2 to 3 weeks before your special event, and then get it done 2 days before your special event to
awesome.
Get the best results.
Do you find that you have athletes taking advantage of this?
That's not really a population that we see, but we mm-hmm. would love to, because it helps detox the body and just help your whole system work better. It reduces inflammation too.
Yeah, I could see that. And I could see probably in, you know, let's say your mixed martial arts, wrestling, all these areas where you want to tone out and for better for exercise, but then also for their weight reduction, because you're
totally.
Getting
and
that
really the biggest
the
benefit
water.
Is the reduction of inflammation.
Yeah.
So inflammation, when you're in a state of inflammation, your system doesn't work as well, mm-hmm. including your metabolism. So you can just feel more energized, clear-headed if we're doing lymphatic drainage and reducing a lot of that swelling and inflammation.
And probably less injuries as well,
I would
imagine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's actually after people get surgery. That's one of the things that they'll say is their range of motion and their mobility is so much better because we're reducing a lot of that pressure and reducing the fluid.
Yep, that is another thing, especially with my arms, I noticed.
Like your shoulder movements that you can, mm-hmm. which makes sense. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes like right after surgery, people can't walk and they're coming in for lymphatic drainage. And right after their first treatment, they just notice that they just feel better and their range of motion is just so much improved.
You are a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so, so much. You have been so informative. I could just keep, this is when I wish I had a 2-hour show. This is when I wish it was John Mercure. Okay. Next week, we are talking about time management. How many of you are running around like crazy people and you feel so stressed out and you just don't know how you're fitting everything in a day? Well, Ross and I are going to help you. See you next week. Thanks for listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.